Hello.
Hello, my name is Rod. I'm giving you a return call from customer support. How may I help you today?
And what kind of support?
Customer support.
So I have a charge in my account for something that says youthful, gentle, something.
Youthful, gentle.
6732. And I am needing to know what that is to know if I really bought it, because if I didn't, I need a refund. My account got hacked, and so I have lots of charges that we are very confused where they came from.
Okay, ma'am. First, I will have to get your zip code, ma'am, followed by your first and last name, okay?
67401. Chloe needs to know the circles on this side. And then my first name's Rhonda, and my last name's Reese.
You spell Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
816 University, Salina.
Okay, ma'am, I do see your account. Can you please hold on for one moment as your account being loaded due to our computers are running very slow today, okay?
Okay. Chloe, it's not plugged in right. Okay, now unplug it from the other hole and put it back in again.
Okay, Ms. Reese, I do see your account. I see where you ordered a tactical bag from us. It was free from us.
A what?
A tactical bag on November 23rd.
I didn't order no bag.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
You all said...
I'm under, my whole account's under investigation with a fraud thing. So I have federal investigators assisting me because I got like super hacked. So I didn't order any bags of any sort.
Okay, ma'am. I do see here on November 23rd, we gave you a free tactical bag, but what you had to do, you had to pay for shipping, which was $5.74.
Let me find my bank account on that day. Let me pull that up because I don't think I did that either. $5. Hold on just a second. My bank papers went out of order. I printed off a whole year worth. It's kind of crazy. 11, what day did you say?
November 23rd.
November 23rd, 10, 11. Okay, I'm still looking. Hold on just a second. Everything kind of got out of order. The wind blew earlier. It was crazy. 6, 7... Sorry, I'm still looking for the computer that you're on. Okay, tell me again what day?
November 23rd.
Clay, if he's not going to be in that thing, go turn it off because concentrate. Oh, he was good music. Thank you, Clay. So what did I supposedly order? Like, what is it?
A tactical bag.
What's in it? What do I do with it?
Yes, ma'am.
When should I get it, whatever it is?
Ma'am, due to it being the holidays, ma'am, and we have a high call volume of these orders, ma'am, it should take a few weeks.
Well, as far as I know, I didn't order it. I don't know what it is. I literally have the whole month of, 11/23.
So, yes, ma'am, I'm supposed to be a tactical survivor book bag.
So how big is it?
It's very big, ma'am. It can hold flashlights. Let me see.
Then I haven't got anything like that in my Christmas gift orders, so I'm not really sure that I ordered that. I don't recall that, and I probably called 10 to 15 website orders that I didn't make. And I've made like one that I've called today. It's wild crazy.
Yes, ma'am. I do see the bag, ma'am. It used for hiking, fishing, camping, jogging, traveling, hunting. Ma'am,
wow.
It has a D-ring grim lock. It has a paracord key ring. It's a large capacity book bag, ma'am, and it's durable and comfortable, ma'am. And it has a different multiple compartments, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't order. I don't think I ordered that. So what do I need to do to get that refunded? Do I need to add it to the federal investigator's list, or do I just ask for a refund, or what do I need to do?
Okay, ma'am, since it was a valid charge, ma'am.
Everything's been a valid charge. I had to get a new phone number. I had to get a new bank account. I had to get a new phone number, bank account, and email, because everything looks like it's me, but it's not me. It's wild. Like, Apple, I had to call, and we went through, like, 4 months, payment by payment, to decide if it was me or not yesterday. And they said it looks like somebody that, like, maybe, like, mimicked me. Like, a person even applied for jobs that I didn't apply for. Like, we're talking identity theft.
Okay, ma'am. What I can do for you, since it was a valid charge in our system, I can offer a 50% refund, ma'am.
Well, okay, but hold on a second. How many charges do you see on your side? Because I found 11/23 on my. I don't know why it took me so long. Sorry about that. It must be on another day that it came through my bank, but I'm looking. So I have the first one that I read to you, I have like three of them that I don't know what are. Would you have anything to do with a $26.85 and then $40.85 charge, and then a $9.95 and then a $5.74 and then...
No, ma'am.
Because that also says best survival gear, and it says useful gentle something.
No, ma'am. The only charges I see here is a zero charge. A $5 charge, a $3 charge, and a $67 charge, ma'am.
Okay. a $67 charge?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I have, so on 1124, I have 2685, 4085, and then the 995, and then 574.
Yes, ma'am.
Company, it looks like. It's kind of hard to tell, you know, when you're looking at just a couple of words, but it looks the same.
Yes, ma'am. The only charges I have is the dates of November 28th and November 23rd. Those are the only two dates, ma'am.
Okay. Well, so if I guess I just need to know what I need to do to get refunded, and then I will turn the other ones into the fraud collection thing you got going.
Okay, ma'am. I've offered the 50% refund. Are you still accepting that?
Well, why is it 50% if I didn't do it?
Because
you, like, fraud.
Because it was a valid charge within the system, ma'am.
Right, but it wasn't valid because I didn't authorize it. That invalidates it.
And ma'am, I fully understand your frustration, ma'am, but it was a valid charge.
Okay, so what do I need to do to get the full amount back? Because I didn't charge it.
Okay, ma'am. What I'm gonna do for you is I'm gonna try to issue that full refund of $67.32, ma'am. Can you please hold on for one moment?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I haven't yelled at this guy at all. I've literally done this all day long. Literally, like 8 hours of this. 7 hours, maybe? He actually has manners. Some of the foreign people, I'm telling you, you can't understand what they're saying. It's rude. I've been crying. Like, it's just stupid.
So you and your husband?
This one, Precious Design Home. Sorry, Emerson. Hi. It looks like I was playing with girls in Hong Kong. I have one from Mojang, Stockholm, Sweden. I've been to Sweden.
Okay, ma'am, I have your cancellation number ready. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, ma'am, it's going to be C, as in car, 262.
262.
883.
883.
899. And, ma'am, I issued a full refund for $67.32. Ma'am, it will take 3 to 5 business days for it to be transferred back into your card, okay?
Okay. sorry to be frustrating with you. It's just, this is bad.
It's okay, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. May you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye.